Marketing Your Private Practice is a podcast where you'll learn easy to implement tips and strategies to grow your business without spending all day online. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and I teach practitioners the Thrive Marketing Method to create simple and streamlined plans by focusing on long-term strategies, not just social media. Discover ways to spend less time on your marketing, attract more clients, and build the financial freedom that comes with a thriving practice. One where you have time left in your day for the people and things that matter to you. Hey, Private Practice Heroes. It's Kathy Koliakovo with the Marketing Your Private Practice with Kathy C podcast. And thanks for tuning in today. We're going to continue on the lesson from the last episode, which was all about following a system on what to do with your private practice marketing if you have only about an hour a week to dedicate to it. So we talked last week about the MVP marketing system, a minimum viable plan. But even with that plan, folks often get stuck with the main step in the system, which is creating an article to use for your newsletter and blog, that valuable content that will help nurture your online community. The main content piece is this article in the entire system, and that piece gets repurposed into all sorts of other content you can use for your marketing. You create it, and it becomes your newsletter, then it becomes your blog, and you pull out content for social media. So having this article is critical to the system. And a few folks have emailed me back about the system and have mentioned how hard it can be to write the article. And I already knew that when I recorded that episode and kind of had a plan on giving you some ideas in this follow-up one on how to create your article and how to come up with ideas of what to write about. Because that's one of the biggest questions people say to me. I don't know what to say or write for an article to use in my marketing. And I get this. It can be hard when you're a practice or business owner to write content for your marketing. You're not a writer. You serve your clients in other ways. You are a different type of specialist. So how can you write and create these articles for your marketing? That's why I want to give you some strategies on coming up with ideas of what to write about and make it as easy as possible for you to get that content created and out there so you're communicating with your community on a consistent basis. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to walk you through a system I use, and it's one I teach to the members in my Thrive Marketing Academy, and it helps them quickly create months of content ideas, or even more depending on how often you need an article. But before we get into this, I want to say something. I get that this marketing activity is one that scares many business owners, creating and writing articles. It's almost as scary as speaking in public for some people. But I truly believe 1000% that once you see how easy it can be to come up with ideas, and by the way, in next week's episode, I'm going to give you some more strategies on how to take those ideas and actually write and create an article. But honestly, it really can be easy to make this something that is doable so that you're getting that regular and consistent communication out there, that you're sending newsletters and posting blogs and social media, all the stuff I keep hounding you about that you need to be consistent about. So it is something I believe you can do. I really do believe that. Maybe you need a little help, like I'm going to give you, but it is possible. Writing for marketing is not as challenging sometimes as writing, you know, a thesis or an essay, different things like that. It really is all about taking the brilliance in your head and putting it to pen and paper or, you know, computer and typing fingers and getting it out there in a way that people can consume it. So there are three parts to this process of the idea creation that we're going to be looking at today. One of them, the first one, is you've got to know your ideal client and their problems. So you really do have to have an understanding of who you're creating the content for and what they want to know. What are they searching for online? What is it they're trying to fix? What is that problem that they're staying up all night and they just can't sleep because they're trying to figure out this solution? You need to know all of this about your client and their problems. The second part of the process is knowing your keywords. So keywords are a big part of your marketing strategy. It's really all about using words in your content that not only will the search engines find on your website and find online, but they're there so that the people searching online can find you as well. Understanding some of the keywords people use to find those solutions to enter into Google and say, I need help with XXX. This will help you with your marketing content, and you're going to need to use some of these keywords in your content. So as you're thinking about the ideas and generating these ideas, which is the step three in this process, it's going to be important that you be thinking about the ideal client, their problems, and knowing the keywords, the words and phrases that they're using to find someone like you. And that brings us to the third part in the process, which is what we're really going to dive in deep today on, building your content bucket of topics. And this is all about idea generation. We're not going to write at this point. Well, we are going to write a little bit because we're going to list out words and phrases, but you're not writing the articles. You're not coming up with the final part on this. We will do that in next week's episode. But what I want you to really understand, this idea generation is about coming up with topics you could write about, ideas for the articles you're going to use in those newsletters and blogs. Or if you're a podcaster or video blogger, they're ideas that you're going to put into your podcast or your videos. So for number one and two in this process, you may need to do a little bit of homework if you don't know this information, because it will play a big part in your idea generation. And that's what we're going to really focus on today is step three, building your content bucket of topics. This is the easiest way I know how to teach someone to generate a list of topics and ideas and come up with your list of article ideas that you can write about for your marketing to give you the main ideas of what to use as your marketing content, as that anchor content I'm always talking about, which is what we ultimately put on your blog, on your website as the anchor article. It's the base of everything that you do. Now, before we get into this, I really want to say this needs to be kept as simple as possible for you so that you can see some success with this. And this is crucial, especially if creating and writing articles, creating content is new to you. And especially if you doubt your creative abilities, unlike me, because I know you can do this, okay? So if you're ready, grab a blank piece of paper or a notebook and a pen. Generally, I will tell you, you'll be a little more creative on paper because you might doodle or do things that you just typically can't do on a computer online. But I get it. If you're a digital person, if you're someone who is really keen on the paperless world, I totally understand that too. So open a Word document on your computer and get set to type. Either way, I want you to really clear out your mind because this is what we're going to do. Your step one in this process of building your content bucket of topics is starting to generate topic ideas. And this step one is where I want you to start word mashing and just go wild thinking of ideas. I want you to really dive deep and let your mind flow as you think about those ideal clients and the problems they have, the problems you solve, the services you offer, and write down all the words and phrases that come to your mind when you think about these things. Come up with as many ideas as you can. Ultimately, we're looking for a certain amount, but here at this stage, I just want you to write out everything that you can think of, okay? Think about the typical things that you talk to your clients and prospects about. What information are they looking for? What are they often needing help with? What are the words and phrases they use to describe what they're looking for? Then I also want you to think about some of the basics that you talk about with every client, the things, the words, and the phrases you repeat over and over to almost everybody once you start working with them or even when you have them on a discovery call. Think about the questions all of the clients ask you too, or the most common ones, the top ones that they all ask or share with you when they're starting to work with you. So what I want you to do with this information is write down as many of these words and phrases you can think of. Try to keep them to really a 1 to 4 word description, okay? We don't want long sentences at this stage. Just keep it short and sweet. but I just want you to think about all these different words that will come out of everything that you're thinking about when you think about your clients, their problems, the solutions you have, and the services you offer. Then we get into step two. So in step two, I want you to look over this list because we're going to define your main topics here. That's our goal in step two. So when you look over the list of words that you wrote, I want you to look for themes. So look at the words and the phrases on your list and see if you can categorize them into four main topics. Now, you may have more than four, which is fine, but I want you to pick out the top four, the ones that are most common or more often used or talked about than the other words and phrases on your list. Now, if you have more than four, that's great. Save them because you might need them later on. These four main themes of words are going to become your main topics. So I want you to think of them as top level categories of the things that you discuss or review or cover when you're working with your clients, the words that you both talk about. So now what I want you to do is take a fresh piece of paper or a new page and list those four main topics out across the top. Anything not covered in these top four, again, save them because they become your leftovers and we may use them in another step. When you create this list of four main topics, again, you just want to look at them, make sure that these are the four main themes that people are talking about. And you want to think of the words really as you're doing all this idea creation of words that your clients say to you. Now, if you have a document that I'm often telling people to keep in my programs or working with clients, it's called a document. I've named it with an ingenious name. It's called the Things People Say document. And when you use this, it will help you come up with some of these ideas if you're struggling here. So the Things People Say document is a strategy on actually keeping and saving the words people say to you in consults. And I was going to say, message me on Instagram and ask me about it if you're not sure what it is. But what I will actually do is I'll do a quick video about the Things People Say document strategy. And I'll put it on Instagram the day after this podcast comes out or the day that it comes out. So be sure to follow me there on Instagram at PepperItMarketing. And I will explain why and how this Things People Say document can be your secret weapon when it comes to creating marketing content. Okay. So the idea here is step one, we've thrown out all sorts of words that you've got there. Step two, you have narrowed them down to four main themes, your four main topics. Now, I know this might be confusing, so I'm actually going to give you an example that would work for an actual business. Okay. So because I work with so many dietitians out there, I'm going to use an example of a dietitian business. And this one in particular will specialize in helping clients with eating disorders and chronic dieting with their nutrition counseling for eating disorder services. They also offer intuitive eating nutrition counseling. And let's just say that they also have a specialty of helping women in menopause with nutrition counseling specific to those particular issues. So for this practice owner, some of the words and phrases you might see on their list in step one, you know, just coming up with any ideas that you can, would be some of their services, some of the things people say, and words that people think about when they talk about their services. So on their list, you would probably see words like nutrition for eating disorders, intuitive eating, can't stop dieting, diet's not working, can't lose weight, gaining weight in menopause, reducing my menopause symptoms, nutrition for when I'm in menopause, body positivity, health at every size, body image issues, eating disorder recovery, emotional eating, I can't stop eating, what is an eating disorder? Do I have an eating disorder? You get the idea here. So these are all sorts of the words that and phrases that this business owner, this practice owner would throw out in step one. And when they look at them and narrow them down by the themes, we really see four themes here. Nutrition for eating disorders, intuitive eating, nutrition for menopause, and body image. So we're going to save all of the other words, but we've kind of narrowed it down that these four phrases are those broad topics, those main topics that we're talking about for them and that we can categorize their content ideas for when it comes to their marketing. So now that you have these four main topics, and if you didn't do this with yours and that sample helps you, then I want you to stop and create yours, or come back and listen to this and do this work after you've listened to the entire episode. But now what we're going to do is move into step three, which is developing the subtopics. So this is where we take those four main topics and create subtopics for them. Ideally, you want to have at least three subtopics for each main one. But I really like you to try and aim for six ideas of subtopics. The minimum is three, so at least try to come up with three here. But I really would love you to try for six, okay? The goal in step three here is to finish your idea generation with a list of four main topics, and each one of those main ones has six subtopics. This entire list will become your content bucket of ideas. And again, this is something I teach in my programs, and it's something that I also teach as part of the self-study training that's included with my Ultimate Marketing Content Planner. And the whole idea is you want to create this bucket of ideas so that you're not struggling when it comes time to sit down and you have a goal or an idea of what, you know, broad picture you could write an article about. And creating your subtopic is best done in two stages. Stage one, I like you to look back at that larger list of leftover ideas that we had in step two. Can any of these leftover ideas fit as a subtopic for the top four that you chose? And more often than not, every one of those will fit in under a main topic idea. So going back to our dietitian business example, where we had the four main topics of nutrition for eating disorders, intuitive eating, nutrition for menopause, and body image, we can now look at the other phrases from our sample list, the leftovers, and see if they fit as a subtopic under the main ones. And if they do, then what I want you to do on your list is to write those leftover words under the main topic, because they are going to become a subtopic. So from the sample that I gave you earlier from the dietitian business, we would take the words can't stop dieting, diet's not working, can't lose weight, and emotional eating, and place them under intuitive eating. The next ones that we had in the list, things like gaining weight in menopause, reducing menopause symptoms, well, they definitely fit under the broad topic, the main one of nutrition for menopause. Phrases like I don't like my body, body positivity, health at every size, those kinds of words fit best under the broad topic of body image. And then we also had phrases like eating disorder recovery. That one would fit under nutrition for eating disorders for sure. But so would, do I have an eating disorder? What is an eating disorder? How do I tell if a friend has an eating disorder? Or how do I tell if my child has an eating disorder? Those would all be ones that you're probably going to come up with in the list, and they would fit under the main topic of nutrition for eating disorders. So now our list, just using the leftovers from the main ideas that we threw out there, it now has at least three or four subtopics under each one of those main topics. So stage two here is to finish and fill in up to six subtopic ideas if you need a few more to fill in that six. So what I want you to do here is continue with the idea generation and come up with enough subtopic ideas so that you have at least six in the list for each one. And what this really means is when you think about those four main topics, how could you share some more details about that main topic that would help your ideal client? So if your list only has a couple in it at this stage, the easiest way that I create subtopic ideas is to think of six things I could teach somebody about the main topic. Each of those six things would be something I can go into more detail about if I was talking to a client about it. And bam, all of a sudden now I have six subtopic ideas. So you can do this for each one of the four main topics. Once you have finished this, now your paper or your list on your computer should have a list where there's one main topic and six ideas underneath it as subtopic ideas. So that is a total of 24 subtopic ideas. And if you include your main topic, you've got 28 ideas here. 28 ideas for articles you can write about when it comes to marketing your private practice. 28 articles that, with the info put together in an easy to understand way, would be of interest to an ideal client. 28 ideas that, once you put the article together, you'll have some keyword rich content in it. And then if you put it out on your website, that's something that the search engines can find as well. You've got 28 ideas that, if you were to create a new article twice a month, these 28 ideas would cover your content for an entire year, and actually have a couple left over too. So when you're done this exercise, what your paper should look like would be a visual where you've got, across the top, your main focus topic ideas, and then underneath each one, you've got 6 subtopic ideas. And I will put a visual example of this on our show notes page at marketingyourprivatepractice.com/51 so that you can see an image of what this looks like. Because what I've got here is I've got a column with intuitive eating. So then I've got 6 subtopics. What is intuitive eating? How to stop dieting? Steps to manage emotional eating? How to be a mindful eater? Why do some foods feel like they have power over me? How restricting foods doesn't help me lose weight? So there's one example there. And if you look at those ideas, those could all be great articles that would speak to someone that would be an ideal client for your intuitive eating nutrition counseling services. So definitely, if you want to see that visual, go to the show notes page and you'll be able to see the image and even download it as an example of what this whole list of ideas would look like for you. And essentially, at this stage, you've created ideas for more than 26 articles. And honestly, for most business and practice owners, doing a newsletter twice a month, this list of ideas will give you, as I mentioned earlier, an entire year of content. If you're a once-a-monther newsletter business, then this could actually be more than a year of ideas if you plan to create one new article a month. You've literally just come up with months and months of newsletter ideas for your marketing. So now what do you do? Well, you start to take these ideas and turn them into newsletter articles and blog articles and social media content. But don't just create everything all different from every one of those. You need to follow my process of the Thrive Marketing Method so that you're not creating all sorts of different stuff. The entire process is all about create the one article. It becomes your newsletter. It becomes your blog. It becomes your social media content. You don't have to create from scratch a new article for all of those different areas. If you're doing that, that's the biggest waste of time you're probably finding with your marketing. And if you are doing that, definitely message me on Instagram or email me, book a free marketing review with me or a consult. We've got to talk, because if you are someone who's writing one article for a newsletter, another entirely different article for your blog, and wholly different social media content there, I can promise you, you are probably just throwing time down your drain every day, time that you could be spending working with clients instead. It's just not an efficient way to do your marketing for your private practice. So reach out to me, please, if that is something you're doing. Now, back off my high horse and my soapbox there. I just want to say that with these ideas, now what you need to do is really just start blocking the time to create the article. Then you're going to format and publish it into a newsletter, a blog, and a social content following the system that I teach. Episode 50 gives you away some ideas on how to do this with just 1 hour a week, putting your minimum viable plan in place for your marketing, your MVP marketing system. So be sure to check out episode 50 if you haven't already. Now, what's your action step from today's lesson? I want you to sit down and take at least an hour, and an hour is probably all most people need, and create your own content bucket of topic ideas. Block some time without interruptions and just focus on this task. It really is possible to get a list like this in place in just under an hour. So step one, you're going to generate all the ideas you can think of. Step two is creating your 4 main subtopic ideas. Step three is creating the list of 6 subtopics for each of the 4 main ones. And the entire process of doing this, the best part about it is this content bucket of ideas will guide almost all of your marketing efforts for the time that you're going to use all of these articles for. Once you have this list created, you really won't find yourself wondering again, what kind of content? What should I write this week? What should I be creating? Because you're going to have a plan of the ideas and you'll know what you can create. And if you're following the Thrive Marketing Method, all of this content you create in that one article becomes your newsletter, your blog, and your social media content, which is saving you even more time creating marketing content. And as I mentioned earlier, this is where most business owners get lost and stuck on that hamster wheel of marketing that just never stops. It's an endless cycle of marketing and marketing because they're creating way more content than they need to be efficient and effective. Not using what you have effectively will keep you stuck on that wheel. So these articles that you create from these main topic ideas, from your content bucket that you've got here, they'll become that base for everything that you're going to do. You will not find yourself struggling to figure out what to write anymore. So you definitely want to get your content bucket of topic ideas together. And when you follow that, along with the MVP marketing system we talked about in episode 50, you'll find that you will spend less time marketing, but you're doing it in a way that actually attracts leads and clients and gets results. It really is possible to do this. Your marketing can be authentic, and it is definitely going to be effective when you plan it. And more importantly, having that plan will save you tons of time, not only just tons of time doing the marketing, but wondering what to write about, what to create for that content. So be sure to hit follow on your podcast player app so that you get notified when next week's podcast goes live, because I am going to walk you through taking one of these ideas and writing an article from the idea. And I don't want you to miss out on that. Remember, to thrive in practice, it doesn't mean you have to turn into the greatest writer on earth. You just need a content bucket of ideas and a system to create your article and your content so that it does its job and brings you more traffic, more leads, and more clients. I'll see you next time. You can find all of our show notes and resources mentioned at marketingyourprivatepractice.com. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at pepperitmarketing and say hi. I'd love to hear any feedback you have, and make sure to rate and review the podcast and hit subscribe on your favorite player so you don't miss any future episodes.